Welcome onto IHOP, the telephone conference in the new year. Happy New Year to anyone.
Happy New Year.
So as agenda for today, I have suggested the organization of the answer to the RFP. The RFP has been issued, that we have already discussed last time. Oh no, did we do this? I think that was after the teleconference. I'm not sure.
Right, we did.
Anyway,
we already did that one.
We already did that, okay. So today, the question would be, do we have, or which letters of intent could be sent out? And then the organization of the answer to the RFP. So, yeah, maybe we start with the letters of intent. So last time at December 18, we had some different people wanting to ask different other people for support. I can post this into the chat. So, yeah, the first item is that I want to ask Adrian Paschke from the Rural ML community. I did this, but he hasn't answered yet. The second one, Holger Schlingloff, I have met him last week, and I, he reconfirmed that Fraunhofer Focus will support, but Andreas Hoffmann is the guy in charge for the OMG contact, and so I mailed to Andreas Hoffmann, but no response yet. Then Conrad wanted to ask Roger Burkhardt of Deer and Ed Willing of OCL. So Conrad, have you made any progress there?
Ed said, Ed declined, and Roger said he is interested, but he's going to discuss it with us later. He does normally sign on to these sort of onto kinds of things, but it's a matter of schedule.
Sorry, could you repeat that last point?
So he normally signs on to these onto sort of submissions, but it's a matter of his schedule.
Okay, Elisa has already agreed to be in. Yeah, and Davide and Tara, I also have mailed them, admittedly only this Monday. And there was no response yet. So, okay, so we have to postpone this. We still have some time, so the deadline is 23rd of May, so it's not that time critical, but yeah, we should keep on going with this issue. Okay, so then let's turn to the next point, the organization of an answer to the RFP. So I suggest that we use the telephone conference also to coordinate one central answer to the RFP. I'm not sure whether there will be other answers, but during the ISO standard effort, we have already prepared the distributed ontology modeling and specification language DOL as one standard, and this can now be turned into an answer to the RFP for onto IOP. And I have set up a GitHub repository where we can find the necessary things. And I will post it into the chat so you can have a look there. And yeah, basically, I can also invite you as members of the team of this repository. So yeah, currently, there is not so much in there, but the central document is this OMG onto IOP current .pdf and .tech. .tech is the source, and PDF is the PDF, and it's basically, this PDF is basically the current, the working draft that we had in ISO. But now Fabian has replaced ISO with OMG, so that we have a transfer to OMG. But of course, this does not suffice, but we have to revised the structure to comply with the OMG standards, and we have also to revise the content in order to comply with the RFP, where also some requirements and questions are there in the RFP that have not been known in ISO times. So we have to do some additional work there. So, and then there are two folders, papers and talks, where I have put a paper and two talks that I have given recently, which give an overview of DOL and also of its semantics. So they could be used as the starting point of getting an overview of the language. And maybe I even present this talk next time, so that we, after this RFP phase where we have spoken a lot of times about requirements, that we now switch to speaking about a specific design. And then I suggest that we use the GitHub issue tracker for recording all the issues that are to be done with this draft document, and then we can assign the issues to different people and can coordinate this with the issue tracker. Because in ISO times we had a long handmade list which was rather clumsy and was not so clear what already had been done and what not. So yeah, there was some structure in it, but it was hard to maintain, and I think this issue tracker provided by GitHub is much better, and in the common logic ISO standards group is also used, and I think that works quite well there. So yeah, do you agree with this way of organizing the answer to the RFP, or are there any comments to this?
No, it's great. Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Sorry.
It's great.
That sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any special rules about GitHub? I've never used it.
Yeah, so basically you need a GitHub account. So you need to go to github.com and then create an account. And then you have to tell me your username. And then I can add you to this DOL repository, so then you have rights to write to the repository. So you can either directly use the web interface to upload things to the repository or to modify things there. But you can also use Git clone to make a local copy on your computer. And then if you use Git clone, then it's important to use the SSH address. So that's on the web page that I have just posted to the chat. On the lower right, you can find the URL for Git clone, and then you should use the SSH URL and not the HTTP URL. And then you clone the repository to your local computer, and you can make changes, and then you can use Git commit to commit the changes locally and push them back to the repository. Maybe I will put some introduction to Git also in the repository, so that you can, or in the README, so that you can easily see how to proceed there.
Till, there's a question from Ziming Liu on the chat.
Aha. Is he also on the Skype?
No, actually. So maybe you can ask him whether he is having trouble getting onto the call via chat.
So I have just posted him how to go to Skype, so I'm not sure whether he knows that.
Uh-huh.
I've been trying to sign on to GitHub, and it turns out I already have an account. I don't remember. Somehow.
Right, but you still need to, after you have the account, you still need to be subscribed to a particular repository.
Yeah, well, I'm recovering. I had to get him to send me a new password. I'm going to have to, you know, get the account working again.
Okay.
So what's your username?
I don't know yet.
You don't? Okay.
I think it may be my last name. But my email address, longstrath@acm.org, was recognized as already being in the system. So I'm having them send me a new password, and maybe I can recover the stuff that's there.
So, Michael, what's your GitHub name? Could you tell me that? Or Conrad, have you had a GitHub account?
I think I do. I haven't tried it, though.
Sorry, I was on mute. Yeah, it's just my last name.
Okay, yes, I'm in. My username is my last name.
Can you put it on chat, please?
Okay, I just have added Gruninger and Longstrath, yeah?
Cool.
Conrad? Yeah, Conrad is still looking. Oliver is already in there, Fabian as well. Wait. Peter. Peter, yours is?
Yes, YimPP.
YimPP. Oh, yeah. You're even displayed with your full name there. That's great. Okay, I have added you as well.
Thank you.
Okay, Ziming is still not on the chat.
He's probably on the chat as anonymous. I'm typing out a message to...
on the chat, not on Skype, I mean.
Not on the call yet. No.
He just noticed the greetings. Okay. He just... get acquainted with our infrastructure. So, Conrad, did you find out your GitHub name?
Well, I have one that you sent me for OntoHub. I think that was kind of generic. It was OntoIOP-member.
No, your user ID within GitHub.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I forgot what you said that I should do to get that.
What happens when you click on the URL for the dual GitHub repository?
I think web page, it says public distributed apology modeling specification.
Oh, okay.
An answer to the papers, talks, the CVs, sort of a list of files. Well, I think of files or directories.
So have you ever signed into GitHub?
I don't think so.
So, yeah, you might not have an account then. You might not have an ID.
Well, I'll just I'll use the forgot password and see what happens. Yeah, my email's not on there.
It's not. Okay, then you have to register.
It says my username's already... says Conrad's already taken. Must be another Conrad.
Yeah, there are lots of Conrads, so...
wow, and C. Bach has already been taken.
What about Conrad Bach?
Conrad Bach not. That's okay.
So, Oliver or Fabian, could you help how to find the dial pad on Mac?
Sorry, the dial pad? You mean in Skype?
Yes. So,
there is a symbol next to the search field.
Yeah, please enter this into the chat for Ziming.
Okay, sorry, I wasn't watching the chat.
So, I got a comment box as the username.
Okay, great, I have added you. So that means that all of you should now be able to also write into the repository, and we can also assign you to issues, and you can create issues. Are there any other people that we want to join in? I think Christoph Lange. I will enter Christoph Lange as well. Any other ideas? Maria Keith probably would also, she has also contributed. I will ask her whether she has a GitHub name. Okay, so, Ziming still not on the Skype call? No.
Yes.
Hi, Ziming.
But I can't stay here long because I just realized this, the call is not free, so, and my account is in Macau, so I don't have much credit there.
No, it should be a free call. So you should be it should be possible to make a free call. But anyway, we are nearly at the end of the conference. We just have set up a GitHub repository for coordinating the efforts.
Yeah.
I can send you the details by email. And then my suggestion is to have the next meeting that we have my presentation on DOL. Meaning you already know it from last week at the IFIC meeting, and that I will give this at the next meeting, this presentation, and then we enter in the discussion on DOL. And you can also have a look at the current draft document at the GitHub and make basically comments. We can use the issue checker of GitHub to use to make comments and to distribute tasks. Okay. I think that's it for today then. And then I suggest that we meet in 2 weeks again and start with entering the more detailed discussion of DOL. And then at the beginning we should also show how many letters of intent we can get.
Sounds good.
Is this okay for as planned? Okay.
So question to you, so the studies can be made free, be connected free, so you know a different way to connect to the conference that's without any charge? Or should I?
Yeah, I have a normal Skype account and I just click on join conference and then it's a free call, so.
Okay, it shows that 0.045 millions, I guess, yeah. So, half cent.
Mm.
If you connected to join conference, it should be free. If you tried one of the phone numbers that were provided, then yes, you would be charged.
Yeah, I just called join conference.
It should be free, yeah.
Okay, then I will check when, but it still show a charge. But I tried the dial number from Birmingham to Birmingham, and then I see that it got clearly got the charge, but now it still show a charge.
Well, no, it shows the balance in your account, but it doesn't. That should not be decreasing.
No, it show. Okay, yeah, I'll find out anyway. Thank you. Okay, I will see you next meeting, right? Yeah.
So it's the next meeting the same time as today or as before?
If that's okay with people, because I just got back from class. I lecture the hour just before this.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, 11 is fine for me.
Yeah, fine with me. Yes.
Yeah, fine with me. Yes.
Okay. Then see you in 2 weeks.